Okay, then I'm ready.
Ready? Okay, we'll call the December 17th Justice Committee meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Greg Mattingly. Deborah Kraft.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
Brazel Taylor.
Here.
Dave Drobish.
Here.
Lloyd Holman. Bill Oliver. Fourth present, quorum is present.
Okay, thank you very much. Do I have a motion on the approval of minutes from 11:19?
Motion for approval.
Second.
A motion, a second. Roll call vote,
Greg Mattingly. I'm sorry. Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Brazel Taylor.
Aye.
Dave Drobish.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. We'll move on to the claims. I have one question on the claims, and it's not that I'm arguing. It's just I saw from Rose Petal Gifts, but it was for safety equipment. I didn't quite connect that.
So it's more likely it's...
It's for the jail.
Yes. So when we have a new employee, as far as name tags, we use a local business in order to get those done.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
all right.
Yeah, that's what
I got it.
Is.
Thank you very much. All right. Now, do I have a motion on the claims?
Motion for approval.
I'll second it. Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Brazel Taylor.
Aye.
Dave Drobish.
Aye.
Has anyone else joined? Motion carries.
Okay. Circuit clerk. Circuit court.
Just two brief things.
We did have to cancel jury trials this past week. I just thought with the infection rate still so high, and again, we've had some transition with our state's attorney's office and some people leave in Christmas time. I just did not believe it was appropriate to bring jurors in this past week. So our next scheduled jury week, I believe, is the week of January 11. I hope to have trials that week. We also did conduct our associate judge interviews. I would also hope to have a new associate judge in place by sometime in early January. Mr. Baggett was one of the interviewees, and he did a very nice job with his interview. But I can't disclose anything else.
Do we get to vote? Strike that.
Depends on how you want to vote.
So how is working in shifts? Are you still working in shifts, the judges? Is that going
working well? Our clerks are in unison with us, and whatever court reporter we have on that day is in unison with us. So I think it's working quite well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I wondered. So that's good. That's good that everybody can, you know, if we all just be proactive and work well together, play nice, we'll be fine. I believe that. Okay, coroner. No report. Court services probation. Pat.
Yeah, I just wanted to report real quick. So for FY20 from the state, we actually received $248,362.34 additional money. So that really helped out as far as, you know, obviously compared to years past where we've been cut. However, we have not received a dime yet for FY21, so the state is behind $577,473.39. It just seems like that from July 1st, pretty much till the middle of January, we never receive any reimbursement from the state. So this is typical, but I wanted the committee to be aware.
Well, we should be very cautious. You know, I read, I think it was Tuesday, the cuts the governor wants to make.
Correct. So that would be for FY 2022.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yep. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Emergency management. No one here. Public Building Commission. No one here. Public Defender.
She's actually here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, nothing
to say. Oh, no report. Okay. Yeah. Public Defender. A report.
Dave gone this week or something.
Can you go on now?
Is Dave gone this week, Ellison?
Yes, Bill. Thank you.
I have two resolutions to present. Both of them have to do with this disposal of Macon County property. The first one I'm going to do is the self-contained breathing apparatus disposal. The Macon County Sheriff's Office requests permission to dispose of equipment stored at the law enforcement center. The Macon County Sheriff's Office currently has several outdated and unusable special response team equipment, whereas the equipment, which consists of 12 Patriot air packs / tanks, 5 Scott self-contained breathing apparatus air packs, 5 MSA air tanks, and 1 Scott self-contained breathing apparatus harness, and 1 set of Remington Tactical Vision Spheres have experienced end of life and are unusable, unrepairable. This resolution is to approve the disposal of the described equipment, which will be taken to AEC Fire and Safety to be scrapped, and there will be no cost to Macon County for this process.
So moved.
Second. Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft?
Aye.
Jim Gresham?
Aye.
Brazelle Taylor?
Aye.
Dave Drobish?
Aye.
Lloyd Holman?
Aye.
Bill Oliver?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. The second resolution I am presenting is requesting permission to dispose of damaged equipment currently being stored at the Law Enforcement Center. Whereas the Macon County Sheriff's Office currently has 1 Beretta Model 223 caliber ARX rifle that has been burnt beyond repair during a patrol vehicle fire. The patrol vehicle, the Ford Raptor, was disposed of in a previous resolution. And this resolution is to approve the disposal of the rifle, which will be taken to a foundry in Granite City, Illinois, to be incinerated / destroyed, and there will be no cost to Macon County for this process.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft?
Aye.
Jim Gresham?
Aye.
Brazelle Taylor? Brazelle Taylor?
Aye.
Dave Drobish?
Aye.
Lloyd Holman?
Aye.
Bill Oliver?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam. State's Attorney.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just a quick report. State's Attorney apologizes not being able to be present today. Still, I think, playing a little bit of catch-up. I think we're starting on his third week on the job. But just a busy day today. I do want to update the committee. We are presently, I believe, 4 or 5 assistant state's attorneys understaffed. We do anticipate at least 1 joining the office shortly, within the next few days to a week, replacing a recent resignation. We had one resign to go back where she had originally come from after a new state's attorney had been elected in that county. So we are, I think, we have feelers out there trying to replace personnel who have been down since before COVID began. Again, as I've indicated to the committee before, COVID has allowed this the office to make do with being so understaffed. However, in the event that we do get back into a normal rhythm, we are impressively understaffed, and I think that's going to become more and more difficult to deal with as the vaccine gets pushed out and COVID becomes more of a memory. But I wanted to keep the committee informed. At this point, I do think we're saving the county a little bit of money, but hopefully we won't be able to for very much longer. We do hope to get back somewhere close to full staff sooner rather than later.
Thank you, Mike. Citizens' remarks. Do we have any emails or any?
No emails.
No citizens' remarks. No old business. No new business. No personnel issues. Next meeting, 1/28/2021. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Hello. Second.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Blessings to each of you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day.